This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The loneliness epidemic. That's the way U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy has described a decades-long rise in Americans feeling cut off from the interpersonal connections humans need. Really, given all of our electronic connections from Snapchat to Facebook to Discord? But do our screens actually fight loneliness or make it worse? Today, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has the second of two stories on the economics of loneliness.
Two out of three adults in America report they suffer from loneliness.
Loneliness does have really strong deleterious consequences.
Matt Johnson teaches psychology at Holt International Business School and has written about loneliness for Psychology Today. He says it's correlated with heart disease, stress, anxiety, and the proliferation of social media.
When this need isn't met in your organic social environment, the market converges upon this. We see the rise of social media happening around the same time as this sort of loneliness epidemic.
Johnson says social media platforms can sometimes mitigate loneliness if they're used to foster real-life social connections.
Where you're actually getting in touch, you're keeping in touch with one another's lives.
That's the kind of social network Dina Hindi had in mind for her 84-year-old mother in Queens, New York. Hindi's father died from Alzheimer's several years ago. Her mother was left with few friends. Hindi figured,
there's got to be a lot of lonely people that are widows. So that's why I just created a meetup group to see if I can get people together.
A bunch of older women found Hindi's meetup group online. They now go out regularly in person to schmooze at neighborhood restaurants.
And you know what? The women in the group are very appreciative because they're seniors. A lot of people don't have any family. Even if this is not for a long-lasting friendship, it's just a good time.
Psychologist Matt Johnson says many people, especially younger Americans, turn to social media platforms that don't help with loneliness.
The more follower type of social media, where you're engaging with people with massive followings and you're looking at their TikTok videos, tweets, or Instagram content, you don't know them personally, you probably never meet them in real life.
There are ways employers can combat the loneliness epidemic, says researcher Ann Bowers at health insurer Cigna. They can reduce the deluge of 24/7 work online and help employees strengthen connections with family, friends, and community.
A healthy work-life balance for employees is very important, doing flexible work schedules and email blackout periods.
Bauer says employees who report they have a good work-life balance, social companionship, and satisfying communication at work are half as likely to be lonely as workers who don't. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.